He was a member of the Committee of 300 and the Bilderbergers. If the information of Mr. Rudolf from Mel, Germany, who went to court against Mr. Kohl and the Jewish writer Jack Aflid is correct, Bundeskanzler, Chancellor, Helmut Kohl is one of them too. According to them, his real name is Con. Lind states in his book The Inventor Methuen, London 1987, the great-grandfather of the present Chancellor of Germany wrote his name still with an N instead of an L. He was a door-to-door salesman from Buzitz. I have documents and proofs. A whole library of proofs in the strong room at the National Bank in Vaduz. Because a Jewish grandparents changed their name from Con to Kohl when they came to Germany from Galicia in Poland, to cover up that they were Jewish. According to Mr. Rudolf, Chancellor Con, Kohl is also a member of the Bilderbergers, the Grand Orient Freemasons and the B'nai B'rith who bestowed upon him their highest blood order, the Order of Joseph. Further, because a Jew should never head the Christian Democratic Party CDU, nor be elected Chancellor of Germany. 116. The Federal Republic of Germany is a substitute nation until Germany has a peace treaty. An official NATO law states that until that peace treaty has been signed, the borders of 1937 of the German Reich still apply legally. Because of this NATO law, colonies of the German Reich still exist in total legality today, like the Colonia Dignidad in Chile or one in Argentina, 100 miles north of San Carlos de Bariloche, size, 10,000 square miles. To understand what that means is exemplified by the ex-foreign minister of the Federal Republic of Germany, Hans-Dietrich Genscher, who tried to get into the Colonia Dignidad three times and never got permission to do so. He flew down there three times, stood in front of the gate and they said no. And according to NATO law the German Reich's colonies are absolutely legal. The same with the colony Nordschwabenland, which you will still find on maps of the South Pole of the 70s. So, because of this you will now understand the act of treason the newly installed Bundeskanzler Helmut Kohl perpetrated against Germany when he handed over Nordschwabenland to the NATO, according to a NATO major who wants to be unnamed. Absolutely illegal. He handed 600,000 square kilometers of German territory over to the enemy, which is exactly what they are against since they broke the ceasefire, the Allies. And that is just what the IRS and the Federal Reserve System in the US are, too, illegal. According to a Schwartz Sun member, who claims to live in a subterranean city in the German Reich together with about 3 million other Germans, in January 1993, they have bases all over the world. Besides several in the Andes, the main ones are inside the earth, in Nordschwabenland, Tibet and the Bermuda Triangle. Tibet had been attacked and taken over by the Chinese, who then hunted the monks, tortured and killed them. Why should anybody torture and kill peaceful monks? Because the Chinese were looking for the Germans in the monasteries. But they didn't find them in the usual monasteries in and around Lhasa, because the Schwartz Sun Germans lived together with the so-called avatars high up at 18,000 to 23,000 feet who supported them in the first place and do so again until the fulfilling of the prophecy. The Chinese can't go there, it's too high up for their armies. Besides that, the Schwartz Sun in Tibet has access to the inner earth, for they have been living up there for more than 40 years by now, with the monks of the highest Tibetan lodge, the DG Lugspa, Yellow Hats. And of course they now have a new generation there, too. According to my source, the German Reich network has an army of 6 million soldiers and 22,000 flying saucers. They are ready to go any minute. They had interfered in the Gulf War. On the 12th, an official NATO law states that until that peace treaty has been signed, the borders of 1937 of the German Reich still apply legally. Because of this NATO law, colonies of the German Reich still exist in total legality today, like the Colonia Dignidad in Chile or one in Argentina, 100 miles north of San Carlos de Bariloche, size, 10,000 square miles. To understand what that means is exemplified by the ex-foreign minister of the Federal Republic of Germany, Hans-Dietrich Genscher, who tried to get into the Colonia Dinardon three times and never got permission to do so. He flew down there three times, stood in front of the gate and they said no. And according to NATO law, the German Reich's colonies are absolutely legal. The same with the colony Neuschwabenland, which you will still find on maps of the South Pole of the 70s. So, because of this, you will now understand the act of treason the newly installed Bundeskanzler Helmut Kohl perpetrated against Germany when he handed over Neuschwabenland to the NATO, according to a NATO major who wants to be unnamed. Absolutely illegal. He handed 600,000 square kilometers of German territory over to the enemy, which is exactly what they are against since they broke the ceasefire, the Allies. And that is just what the IRS and the Federal Reserve System in the US are, too, illegal. According to a Schwartz Sun member, who claims to live in a subterranean city in the German Reich together with about 3 million other Germans, in January 1993, they have bases all over the world. Besides several in the Andes, the main ones are inside the earth, in Neuschwabenland, Tibet and the Bermuda Triangle. Tibet had been attacked and taken over by the Chinese, who then hunted the monks, tortured and killed them. Why should anybody torture and kill peaceful monks? Because the Chinese were looking for the Germans in the monasteries. But they didn't find them in the usual monasteries in and around Lhasa, because the Schwartz Sun Germans live together with the so-called avatars high up at 18,000 to 23,000 feet who supported them in the first place and do so again until the fulfilling of the prophecy. The Chinese can't go there, it's too high up for their armies. Besides that, the Schwartz Sun in Tibet has access to the inner earth, for they have been living up there for more than 40 years by now, with the monks of the highest Tibetan lodge, the Diji Lugspa, Yellow Hats. And of course they now have a new generation there, too. According to my source, the German Reich network has an army of 6 million soldiers and 22,000 flying saucers. They are ready to go any minute. They had interfered in the Gulf War. On the 12th and 13th of January 1993, the Allies tried to destroy the German Reich's saucer base near Baghdad, where two huge Viril 7 are stationed. The two saucers were absent on a mission, which was known by the Allies. So they attacked the area with altogether 198 bombers. 12 Tornadoes and 22 F-4s were meant to destroy the German base. Guess what happened? After 3 hours and 45 minutes, the Allies had lost 16 F-14s, 1 F-15 and 1 F-111. The Allies themselves had shot down one Iraqi plane on a training flight, the pilot could bail out. This is proved by some very clear photos I was shown by an Iranian Secret Service agent. He showed me several photos with two Viril 7s, with the Iraqi banner on the bottom. Three photos show two Tornado aircraft chasing them. Very clear photos. In the Bermuda Triangle, the Reich Germans have bases on the ocean floor. They can easily float through the water like others through the air, sit on the ocean floor and push water through their gravitational field away and thus create underwater domes. He told me much, much more. But I'm not allowed to talk about it. They have very big plans. And I promise you that we are going to have a very, very interesting time until 2003. 117, Chapter 41. The Foundation of Israel. The Foundation of Israel, as it was planned since 1871. The war opened also the doors to the Foundation of Israel. As the wounds in Europe slowly healed, the attention of the public went to the Near East, where the Zionists were establishing the State of Israel in Palestine. England was shaken by the murder of Lord Moyne by two Zionists. At the 1946 Zionist Congress in Geneva, terrorism was approved as a means to establish the Zionist state. Thus many terrorist organizations sprang up in Palestine to force the foundation of Israel. The two most important ones were the Ergun Vilumi of Menachem Begin and the Stern Group of Yitzhak Shamir. Since the bloodshed between the Arabs and the English was getting worse, the matter was put before the UN. On November 29, 1947, the UN decided to split up Palestine into two independent states, an Arab one and a Jewish one. We know the principle of dividing a state for domination from ancient Rome. The consequence of divide et impera, divide and rule, is always a never-ending dispute. And that is what occurred. The division caused even bloodier unrest, which caused the UN to draw back. The Zionists then proceeded to divide Palestine on their own authority. The Stern Group and the Ergun Vailumi, led by Begin, stormed the village Dayasin and slaughtered all the people, as a warning against further resistance by the Arabs. They threw the people into the fountain in the middle of the village and threw hand grenades after them to silence the screams of the dying. Most of the Arabs flew to the neighboring countries, except for a few who under Yasser Arafat formed the PLO. The Declaration of Independence by Israel on May 14, 1948 spurred further unrest. Ever since that time, the Near East has been a festering hotbed of hatred and murder. But that corresponded exactly to the aims of the Illuminati, Albert Pike's Plan No. 3. What happened in this particular village sounds pretty much like what occurred hundreds of times in the Old Testament, all by the same group of people, and nobody has ever been punished for it. Isn't it interesting that you don't read about stuff like that in your school books, but about the bad Germans? May I be the case that somebody who has the power uses the news agencies and the mass media for holding back information of some kind and for giving out other information in a rather unbalanced way? To say it more clearly, they use the mass media in a very clever way to hand the bucket to somebody else. Who owns TV networks? Who owns Hollywood? Who is always the bad guy in the Hollywood productions? Of course, the Germans. And who has never been called the bad guy? Could it again be the case that these particular persons may be the ones who own Hollywood and the TV networks? Think about it. We will see more a little later. Chapter 42. The CFR gained strength. The CFR now really began to be influential in the US. Old and tired institutions were replaced by new international ones, like the UN, that grew out of the CFR. Later, the Institute of the Pacific Rim, IPR, and the Foreign Policy Association, FPA, also emerged from it. At the behest of the IPR, George Marshall handed China over to the Communists. The control over the Soviet Union by the Illuminati was considerably strengthened by the war. The Soviets themselves were strengthened by the Lend-Lease Project and the Agreements 118, Stalin, Roosevelt and Churchill reached at Yalta. The well-staged Cold War between the Soviet Empire and the West that followed made the Illuminati stronger in the rest of the world. The Korean and the Vietnam Wars were set up so that the Russians and the Americans never met directly. At the same time, it justified their national security setup, viz., the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, National Security Agency, and the NSC, National Security Council. The undercover operations by the CIA to topple all the governments of countries that were not yet controlled by the Illuminati and to replace them with illumined, that is, controlled people, started in the early 50s. Some U.S. senators began to smell a rat and wondered, as did Senator McCarthy, why there were so many communists holding high offices in the U.S. government. McCarthy founded the House Hearings on Un-American Activities, and he managed to uncover some communist activities before the media discredited him. This is the most successful and well-tried method to unseat troublemakers. Later, McCarthy investigated the CIA. If he had reached a bit deeper, he might have been able to prevent the Kennedy assassination. The Committee of 300 was alarmed when McCarthy prepared to bring William Bundy before the investigating committee. His subpoena might have uncovered the good relations between the CIA and the British Secret Service. The RE then chose Alan Dulles to get McCarthy out of the way. Dulles ordered Richard Helms and Patrick Lyman to take care of McCarthy. Eisenhower gave an order to General Mark Clark, CFR member, to divert McCarthy's attention from the CIA. He managed to convince McCarthy that there was a special supervisory committee checking into CIA activities. McCarthy then stopped his investigations. He was well known for his witch hunts, but he was, apart from being attorney for many New York mafia families, also a close friend of the homosexual FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover, for whom he arranged transvestite parties in a New York hotel. Richard Helms and Alan Dulles later both headed the CIA. Soviet Empire and the West that followed made the Illuminati stronger in the rest of the world. The Korean and the Vietnam Wars were set up so that the Russians and the Americans never met directly. At the same time, it justified their national security setup, viz., the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, National Security Agency, and the NSC, National Security Council. The undercover operations by the CIA to topple all the governments of countries that were not yet controlled by the Illuminati and to replace them with illumined, that is, controlled people, started in the early 50s. Some U.S. senators began to smell a rat and wondered, as did Senator McCarthy, why there were so many communists holding high offices in the U.S. government. McCarthy founded the House Hearings on Un-American Activities, and he managed to uncover some communist activities before the media discredited him. This is the most successful and well-tried method to unseat troublemakers. Later, McCarthy investigated the CIA. If he had reached a bit deeper, he might have been able to prevent the Kennedy assassination. The Committee of 300 was alarmed when McCarthy prepared to bring William Bundy before the investigating committee. His subpoena might have uncovered the good relations between the CIA and the British Secret Service. The RE then chose Alan Dulles to get McCarthy out of the way. Dulles ordered Richard Helms and Patrick Lyman to take care of McCarthy. Eisenhower gave an order to General Mark Clark, CFR member, to divert McCarthy's attention from the CIA. He managed to convince McCarthy that there was a special supervisory committee checking into CIA activities. McCarthy then stopped his investigations. He was well known for his witch hunts, but he was, apart from being attorney for many New York mafia families, also a close friend of the homosexual FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover, for whom he arranged transvestite parties in a New York hotel. Richard Helms and Alan Dulles later both headed the CIA. Chapter 43: The Kennedy Assassination. Ever since November 1963, the motives for the assassination of John F. Kennedy have been the subject of wild speculation. What is clear is that the young president was about to steer his own course, strongly opposed to the mighty political and financial interest of the establishment. He was not a good collaborator, and one of the reasons for the murder was the sacking of the overly powerful CIA chief Alan Dulles, after the fiasco at the Bay of Pigs in April 1961, shortly after he took on the job. Furthermore, he prepared to call back some U.S. advisors from Vietnam. This order was issued in October 1963. Another thorn in the flesh of the Illuminati was the plan to curb CIA military activities in Southeast Asia. On July 18, 1963, he had told Congress that he wanted to implement certain measures to remedy the balance of payments deficit of the U.S. He wanted to support exports of industrial goods and an interest balancing tax on foreign accounts of American citizens. On capital invested abroad, up to 15% tax would have to be paid. That the international bankers didn't want to put up with that is obvious. As you see, Kennedy would have been the right man as the people's representative. But to find an even more important reason, we have to leave politics for a moment. It concerns the Roswell incident. On July 22, 1947, a non-terrestrial flying machine had crashed at Roswell, New Mexico. There were 92 witnesses, 35 of which were Air Force personnel, and 4 humanoid beings were found. The next space vehicle was found on February 13, 1948, near Aztec, New Mexico, followed on March 25 by a further crash in the same area, at Hart Canyon. This disc had a diameter of 33 meters, 119, was made from an unknown metal and was occupied by 16 beings, about 120 centimeters high and all dead. Another crash happened near Roswell in 1949, and here one being survived. An Air Force officer was ordered to bring him to Los Alamos, at that time the best guarded institution of the U.S. Armed Forces. The being was described as a reptiloid humanoid with certain insectoid characteristics. He was simple cool Debbie, extraterrestrial biological entity. He came from a double star system, that their planet was now a desert planet, that their sun was dying and that they had underground facilities in several countries of the world. Ebi taught the young colonel who looked after him about reincarnation, that the soul lives on and that this was the law of the universe. All this was recorded and stored under the code name Yellow Book. Under the Project Sigma, they tried to contact Ebi's race, but without success. At the end of 1951, Ebi became very ill. Since his biological body functions were chlorophyll-based, the botanist Dr. Guillermo Mendoza was called in to treat Ebi. Ebi stayed in Los Alamos until June 18, 1952, when he died for unknown reasons. It is said that the colonel looking after him cried when he died. He apparently had loved him like a child. Under the Project Robertson panel, this event was later filmed as ET to accustom the public slowly to reality. On December 6, 1950, a 30-meter saucer crashed near Laredo, Texas. In the debris, the charred remains of a being of about 130 centimeters in height with a very large head was found. When the photographs were released, this event caused quite a stir. On May 20, 1953, a further saucer of only 10 meters across was recovered in Kingman, Arizona. Here there were four dead beings who were brought like all the others to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Hangar 18. As the Americans like to say, reality is sometimes stranger than fiction. And all dead. Another crash happened near Roswell in 1949, and here one being survived. An Air Force officer was ordered to bring him to Los Alamos, at that time the best guarded institution of the U.S. Armed Forces. The being was described as a reptiloid humanoid with certain insectoid characteristics. He was simple cool Debbie, extraterrestrial biological entity. He came from a double star system, that their planet was now a desert planet, that their sun was dying and that they had underground facilities in several countries of the world. Ebi taught the young colonel who looked after him about reincarnation, that the soul lives on and that this was the law of the universe. All this was recorded and stored under the code name Yellow Book. Under the Project Sigma, they tried to contact Ebi's race, but without success. At the end of 1951, Ebi became very ill. Since his biological body functions were chlorophyll-based, the botanist Dr. Guillermo Mendoza was called in to treat Ebi. Ebi stayed in Los Alamos until June 18, 1952, when he died for unknown reasons. It is said that the colonel looking after him cried when he died. He apparently had loved him like a child. Under the Project Robertson panel, this event was later filmed as ET to accustom the public slowly to reality. On December 6, 1950, a 30-meter saucer crashed near Laredo, Texas. In the debris, the charred remains of a being of about 130 centimeters in height with a very large head was found. When the photographs were released, this event caused quite a stir. On May 20, 1953, a further saucer of only 10 meters across was recovered in Kingman, Arizona. Here there were four dead beings who were brought like all the others to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Hangar 18. As the Americans like to say, reality is sometimes stranger than fiction. Well, that might be the saying, but mostly the reality is only fiction. After the first crash, already several secret organizations were founded to deal with the presence of UFOs. The most important one was the Operation Majestic 12 that was founded on September 24, 1947, by President Harry Solomon Truman and under which all the other projects ran. Majesty is the code name for the president. Among its 12 members were Dr. Vannevar Bush, the scientific advisor of the President, Defense Secretary Forrestal and later also Nelson Rockefeller, Alan Dulles, head of the CIA, and J. Edgar Hoover, head of the FBI. The rest were all members of the CFR. All 12 were also members of the Jason Society or Jason Scholars, the elite from the Skull and Bones Order. The group's headquarters in Maryland is only accessible by air and is called the Country Club by insiders. Among the projects under Majestic 12 were the following: Project MAGI, Majority Agency for Joint Intelligence. Magic means Magi controlled. All information and disinformation about UFOs and extraterrestrials are evaluated by Magi in connection with the CIA, the NSA, the DIA and Naval Intelligence. Project SIGN, Investigation of the UFO Phenomenon. The name was later changed to Project Grudge, perhaps because of the many human body parts that were found in two of the vehicles. Project Blue Book, the retrieval of the crashed vehicles and, together with the Robertson panel, distribution of disinformation among the public. Project Sigma, communication with Ebi's race. Project Snowbird, technology of extraterrestrial flying objects and the attempt to fly one of them. Project Aquarius, general project for the coordination of the research and contact program with extraterrestrials. Project Garnet, investigation of the influence of the extraterrestrials upon the evolution of humanity. Project Pounce, responsible for the evaluation of the crashed vehicles and the biological analysis of the passengers. 120, Project Red Light, organizes test flights with retrieved vehicles or vehicles made available by the extraterrestrials. At this time, this project is conducted at Area 51, Groom Lake, Nevada. Project Luna, the code name for the extraterrestrial bases on the moon which was observed and filmed by the Apollo astronauts. There they have mining operations, and the great cigar-shaped mother ships are stationed there. Delta Forces, units specially trained for these projects. William Cooper maintains that the CIA was established expressly to screen the problem of the extraterrestrials. They both say that the establishment of the international secret elite group the Bilderbergers, about which we will talk at length later in the book, was also for the screening of extraterrestrial contact. Here I will deal with the Bilderbergers only in a purely political context. By the extraterrestrials. At this time this project is conducted at Area 51, Groom Lake, Nevada. Project Luna, the code name for the extraterrestrial bases on the moon which was observed and filmed by the Apollo astronauts. There they have mining operations, and the great cigar-shaped mother ships are stationed there. Delta Forces, units specially trained for these projects. William Cooper maintains that the CIA was established expressly to screen the problem of the extraterrestrials. They both say that the establishment of the international secret elite group the Bilderbergers, about which we will talk at length later in the book, was also for the screening of extraterrestrial contact. Here I will deal with the Bilderbergers only in a purely political context. H. What do I think of that which is projected by one, William Cooper? I don't. Selling a bunch of books often indicated a tool at work. I believe you will find one legitimate citing former sea vessel. However, most of the background information of Cooper is proven to be false and at best he presents what others tell him. This may well be entertaining but is not proof of truth. Be very careful when you have the New World Order elite in command of information flow. And here, the truth is stranger than any fiction, right down to space aliens where the deceptions are greater than you might recognize. I will mention something right here and see what you think. On August the 17th to the 18th, 1987, an alien craft was brought down at Yucca Flats, Nevada, with five aliens aboard. The ground crews were unable to open the craft to gain access. When it was opened, from inside, there appeared to be only bodies as to four of the beings but one remaining almost alive, as described by military personnel. The bodies were moved, As unusual as it may seem to anyone who knows geography in this matter, to Edwards Air Force Base where one officer stated, "The old man, higher-ranking officer, will shit his pants when he gets this one."